T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining me now for this segment, I have Albert Lang, Director of Communications for Wellbeing Trust, and we're going to be talking about a new report that shows an increase of adolescent suicide and substance misuse, particularly among LGBTQ and American Indian teens. So thank you for joining me today, Albert. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, Stephen.
Okay, first of all, tell us about Wellbeing Trust. What is the purpose of the organization?
Sure. Wellbeing Trust is about 3 years old. We were founded 3 years ago and are California-based, actually, which is nice, up in the Bay Area. We're a nonprofit foundation focused on mental health and well-being and improving access to behavioral health, but also improving, you know, normalizing the conversation about what it means to turn to someone to get the help you need.
Now, there's this report that was just released that shows an increased rate of suicide and substance misuse, including vaping, among teens. Tell us about that.
Yes. For a number of years, we've been tracking alcohol and drug misuse as well as suicide, as researchers have kind of co-joined those as being interrelated. And unfortunately, we found that when looking at 12 to 19-year-olds, what we call adolescents, suicide has climbed 87% for this group, which is a pretty alarming number, especially because for the most part, we've seen relatively stable drug and alcohol misuse as well as suicide numbers up until the last couple of years.
Apparently, in this report, there were some large discrepancies in substance misuse rates and suicide among minority populations, including the LGBTQ youth. Give us more details on that.
Yes, the study found that 48% of gay and bisexual teens reported considering or attempting suicide, which is one in two and just scary. For heterosexual teens, only about 13% made such reports. Much smaller number, which suggests there's systemic issues going on across the country where the, you know, our LGBTQ youth are not getting the support they need. In addition, we saw some significant disparities along race and ethnic lines. American Indian and Alaskan Native teens experienced the highest rates of teen suicide and 60% higher than the national average for all teens. Again, just really suggesting there's some massive risk factors going on and unchecked in those communities.
Okay, and what are some of the policies, programs, and practices that would address the substance misuse and suicide epidemics with a particular focus on how to help teenagers?
I think we all know that there's a lot of youth-serving organizations out there, and many of them have done great work for a long time, but obviously the world has changed, and we think that all youth-serving organizations need to adopt what's referred to as trauma-informed care. It's basically programs that screen for and respond to any challenging circumstances teens face in their lives. It's as simple as talking to someone, seeing how they're doing, if they're not doing well, seeing if that's a real problem or if it's just, you know, a small problem that can be handled very easily. If it becomes a bigger problem, then understanding where you can point that teen to get the help they need.
And how do you talk with a loved one if you are concerned that they may have a substance misuse disorder or a mental health issue? How do you talk to them?
And I think people are rightly kind of worried about saying the wrong thing, but research really shows that as long as you're talking and you're authentic and honest, that does a world of good for a loved one, an acquaintance, a friend, a peer. Being there for someone is really the first and most important step, because once someone has a sense of community, they realize there are solutions out there. There are people willing to help. So being there and being responsive to someone is really just an easy way to just ensure that someone is getting the help they need, but also having an ear to listen to.
And did the report focus on any reasons as to why the LGBTQ youth are having a higher rate of these problems?
Yes. Sadly, this is probably something we, you know, is pretty intuitive and something we would hope is well known. But, you know, LGBTQ youth tend to experience a lot more trauma early on in their lives, whether it's discrimination, bullying. In some cases, a significant amount more violence is, you know, put on upon these youth. And then there's also family and community rejection, where families simply, you know, for whatever reason, do not want their children identifying as LGBTQ youth. And that's a significant problem, because we know early adversity and trauma leads to substance misuse, other risky behaviors, including risky sexual behaviors, smoking, vaping, suicide ideation and thoughts and things like that.
And how do you hope to address these problems?
awareness is basically the first step. When you're looking at, you know, adverse childhood experiences, you got to make sure that you know you're being nice to people, being kind to someone, and that's a really good first step. The next is if you're involved in youth in any way, whether you're a parent, a caregiver, and you can, you know, talk to your PTA, your local community school boards, and things like that. There are a significant amount of school-related programs that basically can be attached to curriculum to improve empathy among kids, help them learn life skills training, which helps them build confidence, as well as a sense of community that really helps people kind of understand that they're part of a larger whole and they're not alone.
Okay, now where can we find details of this report? Is there a website we can go to get more information about substance misuse?
Absolutely. The full report, which has basically any type of recommendation and program that's proven to reduce substance misuse and suicide across rural, suburban, urban, is available at wellbeingtrust.org. That's all one word, wellbeingtrust.org. And you can really dive in and find an example of what you and your community could do to improve outcomes for all the youth in your area.
And as we wrap things up, is there one final point you'd like to make about this report?
I think the only other thing I'd add is, you know, the most important thing is to recognize that there are a plethora of evidence-based practices that we know work to help adolescents grow into thriving adults. We need to put the programs into work in every community, and failing to do so is kind of failing the next generation and the next set of parents that we have out there, and we'll just have a revolving cycle of despair.
Albert Lang, Director of Communications for Wellbeing Trust, and we've been talking about a report that shows an increase of adolescent suicide and substance misuse, particularly among LGBTQ and American Indian teens. So thank you very much for joining me today, Albert. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you so much for your time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.